As the Gulf Coast braced for a hurricane, animal shelters here in Chattanooga, already at or near capacity, were taking in dogs and cats from evacuated areas. Last week, before the hurricane, we spoke with Sandy Smith of Four Paws Pantry about its challenges at this time during the pandemic. Sandy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us how you folks are operating at this challenging time for pets and pet owners.
First, we had the tornadoes, and then we had COVID, so we are at capacity just about. I mean, there are so many needs out there, and Betty does the day-to-day. Betty Crawford, our founder, does the day-to-day and takes the food out or tries to meet people with the food, but the demand is just tremendous right now. With people being furloughed and money being tight, so many people on unemployment, that the needs are just tremendous right now.
What are you seeing on a day-to-day, week-to-week?
I would say it has increased at least double since all of this has magnified. Since people haven't gone back to work, they're at their wits' end. And so many of them are furloughed or are waiting to go back to work, and it's not happening. So we tell them to feed their families, and we will feed their pets. And we want them to be healthy and responsible pet owners. And we encourage them to make sure that their animals are spayed and neutered for the animal's health. And then we give them 1 month of food per animal for up to 6 months. And then after that, we have to reevaluate.
If you're stepping in for the families, then how are you staying in operation?
We operate solely on donations. And we did have a fundraiser, a touchless food drive, drive-through food drive at Lane Funeral Home a couple of weeks ago. And that brought us in quite a bit of money. And we filled a pickup truck bed of food. And so that has helped. And then we have been able to purchase through the National Food Bank because we can get so much more bang for our buck. And that has helped us, but we rely solely on donations. Freestanding pet food banks are not unique, but they are in the sense that there are not a lot of grants out there for a freestanding pet food bank. Most pet food banks are affiliated with some sort of another organization, a shelter or whatever. And so being freestanding allows us to help more people, but by the same token, it inhibits us getting a lot of grants. So we rely on the generosity of the community. And believe it or not, through social media, we have even gotten donations from out of the area. And the common denominator is the love of animals.
And how are you reaching out to folks at this time who can support?
We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and we just try to reach out to the local medias, the television and radio, and ask for any help that we can get. We don't mind asking because we have no employees. So everything we get, or 97% of what we take in, goes right back out into the community. And since 2012, this is our eighth year, since 2012, we have been able to assist over 4,000 pets to stay with their families. We couldn't do it without the generosity of the community and the people around us. We hate it that the need is there, but we're so glad that we can be here to keep these pets out of the shelters. When they have to be surrendered and they go to the shelters, then that can create behavior problems. The animals don't understand. And then children right now are really suffering. They can't see their friends. They can't go to school. Or I think they have started back now, but it's been very touch and go. And then to tell them they have to give up their friend, their pet, we don't want to do that. So we try to step in as much as we can and help.
And again, where can people go online?
They can go online to fourpawspantry.org. We have a PayPal account and a Venmo account. And if they go to our website, it can direct them either place. And we also have an Amazon wish list for food. And you can have food just directly sent to us. There are lots of avenues, and we really appreciate the help the community has given us. If you want to email us, you can email us forpawspantrytn1@gmail.com. Tell us that you've got food and we can arrange to meet you someplace to get that food, or you can take it to Shuford's Barbecue on Dayton Boulevard. That is a big drop-off point for us. And leave it there and we will get it. They'll get it to us. Monetary or food donations.
All right, Sandy, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.